we are on the record for some after talk.
Oh, yeah. Tom.
Yeah.
What were you reading?
I was reading someone's critique of my dumb tweet in response to Ali Spagnola's tweet about going vegan.
Okay. Walk me through it.
So Ali Spagnola went vegan for 60 days and did a video about it. This has nothing to do with Ali. That's just the tweet that this other person reacted to, saying, "Better you than me, Ali. I'd rather eat meat and die early." To which I responded, "There are no carnivores in foxholes." In my mind,
that's
I mean, but there are cannibals in foxholes.
Yeah. What about bugs? So, are bugs not meat to you?
There are no atheists in foxholes, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
But, Tom. No, yeah. I got you.
And
know
the
what,
idea
Tom?
Behind "there are no atheists in foxholes" is like when you hit the real test, you're not going to be an atheist anymore because the bombs are falling on you. And so this guy was saying, "I'd rather die early than eat meat." And I was like, "You say that now, but when you're faced with death, you're gonna wish you hadn't eaten all that meat." Not because I think eat meat's gonna kill you, but just because he's saying, "I'd rather die early than eat meat." So I'm like, if you were faced with, like, if you don't stop eating the meat, you're gonna die, I bet you would change your mind. Like a person in a foxhole supposedly changes their mind when they're facing death. And so
you should clip out and just send it to that person just so that they get the whole story. Just they get the behind the music on the foxhole tweet.
So I thought, that's funny. There are no carnivores in foxholes. It makes no sense. But it
encapsulates. So it landed. He loved it.
I'm sure he loved
it. It did not. Both him and another person on the thread were like, "Yeah, I don't understand what this guy's saying." And I'm like,
"This guy."
Yeah.
You know what you should do is be indignant and say, "This guy, do you know who I am?"
Well, they didn't use the phrase "this guy." That was me just paraphrasing.
No,
one of them
that makes it better. Say that anyway. Yeah.
Just make it worse. No, I just wrote like, yeah, that was a silly tweet. What I was going for was, never mind, it was silly. And it is an interesting phenomenon, though, that on Twitter, and I do this too, so I'm not picking on the folks in this thread, we tend to imbue everything we read with so much more weight than it's meant, and that causes fights.
Right.
That causes the imbalance, because I was just like, "Silly thing," but they were like, "What does Tom mean by this? He's taken time to write this and
you're
respond.
A check mark."
Yeah, this must have meaning that we must uncover, and I don't get it, and I think it's weird. And I'm like, yeah, no, this was me making a quip that goes away in real life, but on Twitter everything's forever. So
yeah. So, but seriously, like, we're gonna
there are no carnivores in
Are any of y'all gonna watch Stranger Things 4?
Nope.
Oh, I already watched it.
I even hear it's good, and I still won't watch it.
It's the best. I like season one quite a bit. So I don't know if it's better than season one, but certainly the best one since season one. Because it's a horror film this time.
What about you, Bryce?
What did they used to be? No, I'm not. I didn't.
They used to be spooky films.
They were more
now
like
it's a
ET
horror film,
kind of. Yeah. Yeah. This one leans more into actual.
They were
cabin
suspenseful
in the woods,
dramas before.
I thought they were horrors. Okay. Well, I'm not gonna. I don't think I watched. I don't think I even finished season two. I think I like skipped to the end to see the Ego stuff, but I don't. Apparently, I'm seeing a tweet here. So I guess there's a hacking scene in Stranger Things 4, Tom.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's one of Darren's things, but there's definitely a USB drive does some stuff.
So I guess there's a scene where
it's not a USB drive, but yeah, it's 80s era hacking.
Yeah. So they're doing that on an Amiga, at one point or another. And, apparently they looked up an old site on the Wayback Machine on archive.org and then just copied over the navigation code from that, the way they inject code into Archive instead of the old code from the original page 30 years ago.
But there's no web at this point in Stranger Things. I know. So I saw that and was like, oh, okay, gobbledygook code, got
so
it,
there's,
whatever.
There's just a bunch of HTML.
Oh,
that,
no.
Yeah, clearly. There's
before
HTML and like C#.
Yeah.
That... that is similar. I think it was the beginning of season two. They have one of their arcade machines had a flat screen LCD monitor, and I'm like, that didn't. Donkey Kong didn't have one.
This is definitely not the show that's trying to get it all right.
Yeah.
In that respect, right? They're trying to create an atmosphere, not trying to replicate.
Yeah.
So I you know, adjust my expectations appropriately. So I didn't even blink when I saw that. I was like, oh yeah, they just threw some code up. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
That's not the story they're trying to tell.
So are you going to watch season four?
Who, me?
No, you already did. Bryce.
Yeah.
I didn't finish season two.
Yeah, neither did I. I thought this was like we were making a suicide pact.
No, I was just making some conversation about topical topics.
Yeah, that works. Should I
I don't know. Is it good enough? Yeah.
See,
no. That's the thing.
That's what everybody's. Yeah.
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 I'm glad I did. I enjoyed it and had a great time watching season four because I had watched the rest, but it is not with the amount of things out there right now. It's not something that I would be like, oh no, you're missing out.
Especially because they're long. That's the thing. It's like, I have no interest in watching a 2.5 hour episode of this show. The whole point of my watching shows is that they're...
Yeah, that's a movie, right?
Yeah. And
speaking of long episodes, the bigger question is Brian going to try watching 2521?
That is which one again?
That's what I recommended in my newsletter.
FreeTomNewsletter.com?
The Korean drama. Yeah. How long is it again?
Oh my God.
Too long. If that's your question, you're not watching it. Because the Korean dramas are like an hour and a half per episode.
You should just watch the last episode.
I mean, so here's the real trick is watch the first one with my 14-year-old. And then it's a commitment device. I might as well.
The bonus is it's only 12 episodes. So it's kind of like two seasons.
That's the bonus is that it's
there's no second season coming. It's a complete story beginning to end. You're not going to get, you know, like, oh, I have to wait for the next season to come out.
Think
like,
of it as one half of a season of Lost.
It's like two seasons of a normal U.S. 45-minute drama.
Right. Bryce.
Hello.
You were very brave to try to watch all of Lost. Like, that is an artifact from a different time.
I still think about that.
When that many shows would come out per season, just running around in circles.
And you can't even binge it. You get tired. Oh, my God. Jake Sully again.
I would watch each episode twice. Back when it was on.
Because you want to look for clues. You couldn't pause.
And then the DVD set would come out, and I'd watch them all again.
Because you could
binge the season on DVD.
Wow.
Yeah.
We talked about that story about the, I don't know, the TikTok creator who's selling a series on TikTok. I think that's really fascinating. I think that is really interesting in terms of how to sell video to people. Like we're still trying to figure out how to sell video to people. And right now it's all, you know.
It's not to say it will work or not work. It's an interesting experiment, right?
Yeah.
I think we are firm. I am firmly in the land of there are more shows that I know I would enjoy than I have time to watch.
Right.
That's true.
Which arguably that may have been true before, but I always felt like, the ones I really want to watch, you know, I have time for. And these days I'm like, there are shows that come out where I'm like, yeah, I'm just not going to start that. Cause even though I know I might like it. There's so many other things, and we really are getting to where books are. Where
you've given yourself permission to not try to catch them all. And
no one
like,
gets
that's
upset.
Just
like,
how it's going to be.
You're not reading this book. It's like, oh, you might like it. You should pick it up. It's, you know, we're forgiving with book recommendations in a way that we haven't been with TV shows and movies.
That is the way I am. Once I learned about Dunbar's number. And now I feel no obligation to remember his.
That's the number of
anybody's
aliens
names.
That have read books.
Yeah, 150. That's how many names you're supposed to know. Anything
that's how
more?
Many aliens exist on habitable planets.
Yep. 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 Oof.
That's the phenomenon when you can only remember 150 words you recently learned.
Yeah. It's why processors double every year.
Dunbar's law. Right. Got it. Dunbar's number is the what?
It's an elephant with very, very big ears.
It's you can only know a certain amount of people.
Dumbo.
And so, after that.
Well, that does appear to be how our brains were configured.
We could only handle a certain amount of people. And after that, we just kind of forget them. Or
it becomes, they said in Watership Down, bunnies can count to five. After that, it's rare. And once I learned that humans are that way with remembering other humans, I was like, ha ha, you're all rare. I love you.
Unless you're running for office.
Well, but at that point you have aides, you have congressional aides who run up and whisper names to you.
Sir, you've got autoimmune deficiencies.
God damn it.
I do?
Yeah, sorry.
Shh. He came automatically with your victory.
But they're congressional.
Government aides. Okay.
I mean, how else are you going to catch it? You could catch it by having Congress, needles.
There are definitely candidates who can remember names better than the average person. Like, it's a skill they've developed to be able to.
But I would maintain
they've stretched that their Dunbar area is all I'm saying.
In exchange, they have given up actually being present in those conversations
and actually knowing people. Like, they know the name and like maybe the children's names and stuff, but they don't care or know anything else about that person.
Correct. Yet. Or remember what impactful conversation or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Or what disease.
See, that's how you know I'm a good friend, is because I can't remember your name. I was too busy enjoying our friendship. I'm sorry.
Right. But,
that's what I tell my daughters every morning. There's the first one, the other one, shaky.
Hey, tall one. Good to see you this morning.
My parents forgot my name a lot, so this is not a good conversation.
Is it really? Oh, I'm sorry.
I mean, luckily, my dog's joyful federal agent, Bryce, Doug, Neshcom, Castillo, and Pippi.
And everyone remembers that.
So my parents named my younger brother Tim, so us constantly from then on. Yeah.
Even, no, I can't.
So they could call you both T-Dog? Is that why they did that?
Yeah.
Of course, but they
proceeded to do.
Hey, you. By the way, the number of people after I had three children who became sweetie in my life vastly improved.
Oh, yeah.
You.
Honey.
Cutie. It's less appropriate at the office, but yeah, you know, it works.
Yeah.
You get used to it after a while, Tom.
He's from a different era.
It's just the way the other generation does it.
Hacks is so good. I really hope.
Hacks body spray?
Hacks.
Hacks body spray.
Hacks body spray.
Yeah. Smell Gene Smart.
Actually, that was like two episodes of it was about finding Hacks body spray.
Yeah. It was really good. Here's the thing. I mentioned how every time Strange New Worlds is on, I sit down and I'm like, that's what I want to watch. Maybe I can't. Maybe I have to do something else. But it is what I want to watch. The exception being Thursday last week when I sat down and there were two episodes of Hacks and Strange New Worlds. And I actually, like, I was like, honest with yourself. What do you want to watch? You can watch them all. You got time. And I started with Hacks because it was the end. I was like, no, I want to finish the story. I want to see how this ends.
That's the way I was with podcasts. This very morning, I actually started the Economist podcast. And then I saw there was a new episode of Blocked and Reported. And I was like, forget that. And then it went over. It's really good.
What does it say that the Economist is usually the one I'm like, ooh, that one came in.
Forget I mean, that. They have one every single day. It's always going to be there
really
for you.
Good. the intelligence.
Yeah, no, they're great. Phasman. And Babbage, and look, they're all good.
I love the quiz at the end of the politics one where John Phasman always wins.
I didn't know that we had a shared love of the Economist podcast. All right. I feel
love
like
their little banter at the end where she's always like, no, I'm never good at these quizzes. John, you just win. Like, I don't know.
It's always confusing to me because the guy's voice sounds like an audiobook narrator. And then he continues to have an audiobook narrator voice as he has a conversation with the person. And it always throws me off. He's just like,
starting last Thursday in Chechnya, an unfortunate situation began. Tom, why did you start that?
I'm just like, what just happened?
Tom, how is Chechnya this time of year?
Yeah, he should raise it an half octave or something. Just change it up.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep, I think that means we're out.
Have a good one. Thank you for supporting us.
Thanks, everybody.
Love you.